Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 11:49. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Often I can stay interested in a movie franchise for 14 years. Such is the case with the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I remember when they first announced that they were making this movie, I'd always been a fan of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at the Disney parks. I thought, how the heck are they going to make that into a movie? And then in swaggers Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, and I was hooked. I love that character. I think it's such an amusing, dimension-filled character, and the plot lines have been pretty strong in these movies. You know, certainly strong enough to keep your attention, bringing back this whole pirate genre, which I think they've done amazingly well. And if you go back and look at the first Pirates movie compared to the one that's just opened, Dead Men Tell No Tales, night and day difference with special effects. This new movie is loaded with really spectacular effects of the battle scenes between some of the pirate ships, and especially the ghost pirates, of which Oscar winner Javier Bardem plays. He was a notorious Spanish sea captain, done wrong by Johnny Depp, and now as an undead pirate, he is seeking to get revenge on Captain Jack Sparrow. The way they show him, I don't even want to give away some of the cool effects that they do with his physical body that are pretty amazing. One of the many reasons that I enjoyed this movie and enjoyed the chat that we had with Oscar winner Javier Bardem.
What was your decision-making process in getting involved with this? Because I can't think of too many cases where first a wife and then the husband... star with the same, you know, exactly. With Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow. Yeah. It's like a family thing now for you.
Well, for sure it was a reason for me to say yes, to have been able to witness the set on Pirates 4 while Penelope was shooting it. Because I saw the machinery. I saw how everything was working so fine and so detailed, and the quality of the whole crew and the production itself. So that I knew. Now it was a matter of having something to do with it. And I thought the character had some meat to chew. Maybe fish to chew rather than meat.
That's right.
And from there, it was a no-brainer. It's like, I want to be part of it. And also, it's not that easy to find a movie where you can have that fun while you are doing it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you are dressed as a pirate and fighting with a sword.
Well, I wondered about that because so much of it is special effects for your character especially. Mm-hmm. I wondered how much fun you might be able to have with that because you're obviously right. Affected by that.
Yeah, and it was hot and it was humid and I have all these layers of clothes. So, yeah, that part is not fun. But I think we all actors are crazy, and when they say action, we forget about everything, and then we forget about the sweat and the heat or the cold, and we just go with it. And that part was fun. Between action and cut, that was the fun part.
Yeah. I didn't think that there was a way ever that you could affect the way you look more than the haircut in No Country for Old Men. But you found a way to do it with this one. Is that part of the fun of this also, to completely distort and change how you normally look?
It's funny because I've never, ever put any emphasis on the hairstyle at all. But I took very good care of how my character would be looking like, and also because that's the way people perceive him from the outside. And it's important when you play a character, what the people think of him and how they perceive him. Yeah. And a hairstyle is one of those things, like clothing or walking or talking.
Right.
So, yeah, but at the same time, yeah, you want to pay attention to the haircut and to the way, as much as the way he moves and talks.
Yeah, and especially the way the hair moves.
Yes, in this one, it's crazy. I didn't know how it was going to look like because it was all special effects. But when I saw it on big screen, I was highly surprised.
I read an article, I think it was in GQ, where you talked about that you hate violence, that mm-hmm. there was something that happened to you when you were younger and you mm-hmm. you cannot stand violence. Yet you've done so many characters that are so mm-hmm. amazingly violent mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that a contradiction of the way that you normally feel?
Oh, yes, it is a contradiction. But like life, it's a place where there is violence and love, and there are many things. And movies portray that life. And you, as an actor, have to go there and portray it. And by far the most violent of them all was No Country for Old Men. But at the same time, it was a symbolism of violence itself. And that appealed to me, like the nonsense of violence itself. Mm. That was my character. Like, it's unstoppable. When it comes, it never goes.
Yeah, it's so horrific that you can't help but hate
exactly.
it. Really.
Yeah. Exactly.
Javier Bardem talking about the movie and his new character, Captain Salazar, the ghost pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean.